We're in Siman Shin Mem Siv Dalad. We have to finish the Mishnah Brura, and then we'll be going on all the way to Siv Vav. The seventh halacha. The halacha is that midaraisa, you're not chayiv if you write with your left hand unless you're a lefty or you're ambidextrous. It's still also midrabanan though. What happens if a child is holding the pen and an adult moves it? So the halacha is that doesn't help. We say the adult is doing the writing. What happens if the adult is holding the pen and the child is pushing it? The halacha is the child is chayiv. Someone writes for the sake of ruining the piece of leather, the piece of parchment. The halacha is that he's still chayiv. Whereas if someone erases just for the sake of getting rid of the letters, that's a makalkal, unless it's a positive accomplishment. Now the eighth halacha. The eighth halacha is a din of roshem umetzayu, which is a big tumult in the Rishonim. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if you draw pictures, you're chayiv. If you make marks, then you're chayiv, if they are understandable. If you give a keli a form, you're chayiv for makah bepatish. The Mishnah Berurah's maskana is that if you draw an outline and then color it in, the drawing of the outline is kosev, and the filling in is going to be also because of tzoveya. You're not allowed to go on Shabbos and put up different letters, silver letters, on the parochas. The same thing goes to pin letters onto clothing. You're not allowed to if you spell a word. All these halachas are with regard to ksiva, with regard to mechika. So we already learned that if you're mochik two letters to write in their place, you're chayiv. If you're mochik no letters, but you're clearing off a place for writing on, you're scraping off whatever ink is there or whatever, the halacha is that you would be chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah brings a chayadam, that it's only in writing that a lefty is considered doing a shinui by writing with his right hand, and he's potter. But in all other mitzvahs, it's pashut like that. And then finally, in this halachi here, the halachi is that if you are mesartate, if you draw, like you engrave lines, so you'll be able to write on them, the halachi is that you're chayiv. The same thing as if you do that to know where to cut. The halachi is that you're chayiv. Back to Sifhei. Mutter lirshom betziporin ala sefer. You're allowed to make an indentation with your nail on a sefer. Kamo sheroshmim lesimon, as a simon. She'ein zedavra miskayim. Because that does not last. The Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who are machmer, that he says to be choshesh for. And certainly, if you're engraving the form of a letter, that's certainly aser. You should not engrave the shape of a letter. Now, Mishnah Berurah wants to say that that's only on leather and parchment, but on paper, when you scrape it out with your nail, it doesn't remain. That's the malacha of kosev. Sivav starts the malacha of tofer. Hutshel tfirish and niftach. What happened was the thread that you have in your stitching on your material came out. The halacha is also lamotcho. You're not allowed to pull it together. Mishum tofer, because of the iser of tofer. That means if a string gets pulled, you can't pull it out. Or the other way around, if it gets pulled and everything's bunched together, to pull everything back together is a problem if you're talking about stitching. Now, the Mishnah Berurah goes into the malacha of tefir, and he tells us that if you do two stitches and do a kesher at the end, even though it's a kesher she'enish al kayama, you're over on tefira. Or if you do three stitches, then even if you don't have a knot at the end of it, it will hold, and that is considered the malacha of tefira. Some say that even in the case where you sew without making a kesher, you did two stitches without a kesher, that it's still also midrabanan. Now the Mishnah Berurah here brings the carbon nasana that using a pin to sew is also aser. Means if you're using the pin in and out and in and out, that's also aser. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that way. The pashtus is that you're using the needle for holding something together or a pin. This is really the whole sugya of the safety pin, where some are machmer not to use it on Shabbos. The poskim say that, first of all, if it's in a place that you must obviously open it, you're using it instead of a top button, for example, you couldn't keep that garment on all night, so it's obvious that it's meant to take off and you're using it as a button, and then there's no shaila. The shaila is when that's not the case, and there are osrim, based on this carbon asadal, and there are matir, Moshe Feinstein is matir, and his claim is that everyone knows from the form of a safety pin that it's meant to be opened and closed.